With big data, the big so far has meant big possibilities and big hype, mostly the latter. But Gartner sees that changing to a big step forward in 2013. In fact, that's the focus of a new special report on Gartner.com about big data. There you'll find a wide range of research to guide you through the latest possibilities, best practices, and tools to truly turn big data to your advantage. And to help guide you through all that great information in the special report, we found time on Gartner Research Vice President Frank Bautendyke's calendar. I'm Scott Smith, host of Talking Technology, Gartner's monthly audio news magazine. And Frank joins me by phone now from his office in Utrecht, the Netherlands. Frank, welcome. And let's go right to that point from the special report that I referenced at the start. Why does Gartner see big things ahead for big data in 2013?
So first of all, it's a common pattern in market adoption in general, something called crossing the chasm. Stuff like new innovations typically start by being adopted by innovators, and then it goes to early adopters, and then it goes to early majority and late majority. And now we basically see big data moving into the early adopters. So the innovators have had like 1 or 2 years of experience already, and then there's now early adopters, not only in internet retailers and media companies where the classical cases would come from, but also quite some activity in logistics and manufacturing and healthcare and financial services institutions. Also, if you look at the big data hype cycle, you see that there's some trends or some parts of it going towards the trough of disillusionment already, and that is typically a sign of more maturity as well.
I want to get us on the same page with the listeners, and that's with a quick definition, because big data seems to be morphing into one of these things where everybody claims to have a big data solution. But when we're talking about it from Gartner's point of view, what is big data?
You know, and that is harder than you would think, because big data is not like a specific market or it's not a specific technology. It's actually a collection of a lot of things. There's a technology component, there's a skills component, there's, like in the technology, there's software and there's hardware, then there's different services. So we did do a fair bit of market sizing and have a good grip on it, but the definition isn't that easy. There is a definition on Gartner.com, and you can look it up there. It's no fun reading it out here. But let me highlight the key elements. The key elements are what are called the three V's: volume, variety, and velocity. And all these three V's, in order to be like completely big data, need to be high. So high volume data, a high variety of data types and sources, and a high velocity of data. And it needs to be so high that the traditional technologies that you would have in place as a normal organization just cannot handle that volume or cannot handle that variety or cannot handle that velocity. That is when we typically talk of big data. What you can notice from these characteristics already is that they're relative, right? What is big today may be like normal tomorrow. So we do believe that big data as a trend and as a hype is very impactful now and will remain to be so for the coming years. But there's, like in, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, big data will be like data again, and it's waiting for the next thing.
So then what does big data mean for business?
So actually, big data has so far been more of a business thing than an IT thing, actually. Lots of marketing departments, for instance, are hiring their own technologists and having their own initiatives without the involvement of IT. So the business adoption of it is relatively high compared to other trends and other technologies. More in general, I think we all know that information is an asset that we have as an organization, which is not using it in that way, perhaps because it was too hard and then too fluffy and too time-consuming and perhaps too risky to do so because of large projects just going bad. But big data technologies greatly change the economics of it, I would say. It is much easier and it is much faster to turn information into a profit. Maybe a couple of examples would help. Analyzing customer interactions through the website or through a call center or through a combination of channels and then actually respond with the right offer or the right answer within that particular process at the moment at the spot in a real-time way. I think we can all figure out how much that would impact a business performance indicators such as conversion rate. social media sentiment analysis is something that a lot of organizations are doing already, which obviously has an impact on brand value. Through pattern detection, there's a fair bit of fraud analysis what you can do. For instance, people who would like to fraud with your services or products, what typical steps do they take? Or what typical words do they use? And you know what, there's even like a new future for lie detectors. There's software that does like voice analysis and checks how sincere the person on the phone is. And then there's like a whole class of not information technology, but operational technology with sensors, and that sensors monitor the use of a product or a machine or whatever it is and provides feedback on how the machine is doing, how energy efficient it is, how effective it is running. And there's a lot of advantages in being able to do predictive maintenance on machines that sensors measure to which extent the machine is still functioning well. If you have like a complete oil platform or a complete factory or a fleet of trucks and trains or whatever to manage, I think it is also fairly straightforward to calculate how many millions you can earn with that. So, yeah, I would say that big data is all about business.
So how does an organization get started with a big data initiative?
Yeah, so typically the advice that you would get is like, how do you get started? Is create a business case, create a plan, have a strategy, have a vision, have a mission, and then carefully do this, that. The advice here is a little bit different. It's just get started, experiment. Basically, you would have to compare the situation where we're in information management with about 20 years ago, when there were no standards, or 30 years ago, when there were no standards in databases to speak of. Actually, that's almost... Goodness, I'm getting old. It's almost 40 years ago. I said 20, but I should say 40 years ago. All kinds of different standards of how to store data, how to access data. The days where the relational database wasn't as dominant as it is or used to be. So there are all kinds of different storage mechanisms. Again, there's like graph databases, there's like file systems, there's column databases, there's in-memory databases, and there's all kinds of different ways of analyzing the data, not per se new, but the way how they are implemented is a bit different. So there's a lot of fragmentation going on. You can't start with a consolidation strategy or a top-down strategy, starting with what is it that we really need, and then work your way down. You'll not get to the value of it. With stuff that is moving so fast as big data, it's basically just jump on the bandwagon and start figuring out, and that's okay. Lots of the software is open source or is not very expensive, and most of it runs on commodity hardware. So there's not a lot of barrier to get started as well.
So tell us more about the Big Data Special Report and what listeners and Gartner clients can find there.
Yeah, so that is exactly what we did. As the innovation is progressing and the adoption is increasing, you can see that the themes of our research have changed as well. We did like a combined report spotlight on big data last year as well, and that was about exploration and investigation. And if you look at this particular special report, you'll see that it moved from exploring to exploiting, and it moved from investigating to how to invest in this. It moved to how to define big data and what it would do for you, what it can do for you, to what other companies are doing, and it describes the emerging best practices. So even following the research over the last few years on big data shows basically how the adoption of the innovation is going already. So it's clearly in the next phase. 2013 is the year of big data. I'm not sure if that is a Chinese star sign, but if it isn't, it should be.
Frank, thank you very much. Frank Boutendyke is a Vice President for Information Management Research at Gartner. He is also one of the lead authors of the Big Data Special Report, now available on Gartner.com. And you can hear more of our conversation on the April edition of Talking Technology. Thank you.